Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Praise the Lord on tonight. Yes, you are now in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. This is Saturday night, August the 26th, 2017. I am Executive Director and host, Brother James Brown Jr., and we do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each Saturday night and each Thursday night from 8 to 9 p.m. Well, on tonight, we have again Pastor Norman King. He's the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries, located in Greensboro, North Carolina. We are so excited to know that he comes forth, bringing forth God's word on this same platform every fourth Saturday night. So pass the word to your neighbors and friends and co-workers and ministries and even your enemies. Let them know that Pastor Norman King comes forward every fourth Saturday night bringing God's word. So I'm asking all listeners, if you will please get your Bibles and pens and paper ready to follow along with the man of God so you can take notes as you hear the word of God on tonight. So in your leisure time, you can go back and go over your notes and everything that you've heard on tonight so you can continue to be blessed of the Lord. So get your papers and pens and paper ready now so when the man of God comes forth with the word of God, you'll be ready to follow along with him. But as we always do, we always open up with prayer. So I'm asking all listeners if you will go into prayer with me at this time. Heavenly Father, again, we come in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son. We come thanking you, Heavenly Father, for another day that you have made. We thank you, Heavenly Father, first and foremost, for who and all that you are. You are so awesome in all your ways. You're so worthy to be praised. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you for his love for you first, and then his love for mankind, that he took it upon himself to come down in the form of flesh to pay our sin debt with his own blood. He paid a debt that he did not owe, but he knew that we could not pay it. So he came down out of love, and he paid the price for us through his blood. And he died. He suffered first, and then he died for us. And thank God that after 3 days in the grave, he rose with all power and victory in his hands. He came out of the grave with victory over hell, death, and the grave in his hands. And he's now sitting at your right hand making intercession for the saints of God on tonight. For this, we are so grateful. Heavenly Father, we come also in the name of Jesus Christ asking that you would move by your Spirit on tonight, as you always do. We pray, Lord, that you would move by your Spirit through your word on tonight, through your man of God, Pastor Norman King. Should there be any listeners that are tuned in by way of the internet or by way of phone, we pray, Lord, that should there be anyone listening that are still spiritually blind who do not have a relationship with your Son, Jesus Christ, it is our prayer and our heart's desire that something will be said on tonight. They will be able to open their mouth. They will be able to surrender on tonight and yield, and they will ask Jesus Christ out of their own mouth to come into their hearts and save them. Heavenly Father, and then once they're saved, they will come to know their God purpose in the earth, and they will fulfill it in the earth for your glory is our prayer in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we come also in the name of Jesus asking that you would touch, heal, and deliver those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. We pray a special prayer, Heavenly Father, for all those who are affected by Hurricane Harvey on tonight. Heavenly Father, we know that you allow certain things to come into our lives to get our attention. So we don't know if that's the case in this regards to Hurricane Harvey, but we ask that you would continue to move by your Spirit. Cover your people, Heavenly Father, that are affected by Hurricane Harvey on tonight, that you would be glorified through it. And also, Heavenly Father, we want to lift up all those families that have lost loved ones that was aboard the USS McCain on last week. Some of the men died that was involved in the accident at sea. So we know that you are our comforter, you are our strength, you are our peace and our joy. So comfort and strengthen those, Heavenly Father, that are going through the hour of bereavement at this time. For we know that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. Heavenly Father, we also come in the name of Jesus Christ asking that you would touch, heal, and deliver all those that are sick in their minds, spirits, and bodies all over the land. I lift up my sister Janice in a special way, her and her daughter. And I pray, Lord, that you will continue to touch her body, Lord. Continue to heal her as only you can, that she would come out with a great testimony, not only her but her daughter Crystal as well. And I also lift up my younger sister Janetta. Heavenly Father, who's going through issues with her sinuses. We know that, again, that you are our healer. So we stand in agreement, in total agreement, that you are healing even as we pray this prayer right now, that they will all have a testimony of your healing power, that the world would know that it was you who have healed them, and they would not be ashamed to let the world know that it was you that did it. And so we lift up all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land, touch, heal, and deliver as only you can in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we just ask that you will move by your Spirit on tonight. We pray, Lord, that you will help us to decrease so that you may increase in us. And we pray, Lord, that you will be glorified through what we are doing for you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for allowing us to be your servants and ambassadors and vessels in the earth. And, oh God, I lift up all those that, Heavenly Father, that I had a chance to minister to on today at River Glory Church on today. People was coming in off the streets and wanting to be saved and wanted to know how they can be saved. So I thank you that I was able to be a part of that on today. And I pray, Lord, that you would touch each one of them and let them know who you are, Heavenly Father. Let them feel your Spirit. And I pray, Lord, that you would lead them to the church where you would want them to be so that they can be under a pastor, Heavenly Father, that is feeding the sheep and spreading the good news of Jesus Christ so that their faith can be increased and so that they will also come to know their God purpose. So we know that what we're doing for you, Heavenly Father, is not in vain. So we just give you the glory and honor. We thank you for the opportunity to be used by you. Heavenly Father, we are not worthy of it. We don't deserve it. We thank you for your grace and your mercy, Heavenly Father, on tonight. We just ask that you would continue to have your way. Heavenly Father, this is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. And we want to also include the President of the United States, President Donald Trump, Chinese North Korean President, and also the Russian President, And also all world leaders, Heavenly Father, that have ruled over your people, Heavenly Father, that are doing things that are not pleasing to you. We pray, Lord, that you would touch and prick their hearts, Heavenly Father, that they would surrender and they would yield their lives and hearts to you, Heavenly Father, so that they would be able to do what's right and pleasing to you for all people, that you would be glorified through them, is our prayer in His name. So we just pray, Lord, that you would continue to have your way in this worldwide platform that you have blessed us with on tonight. So we pray, Lord, that you would just have your way, and we just give you praise, we give you glory, and we give you honor, and we thank you in advance for what you're going to do through this worldwide platform on tonight and through Pastor Norman King, is our prayer in Jesus' name. And all of the people of God said amen. Well, on tonight, we do have another spiritual food for thought for you tonight. And tonight's spiritual food for us coming tonight is saying to us, just because things aren't the way you plan doesn't mean they're not going the way they should. Once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought says, just because things aren't the way you plan doesn't mean they're not going the way they should. I'm asking all listeners to please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants-ambassadors-vessels. And once you get there, please click on follow. I do welcome all comments and feedback from my listeners. You can email me at james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. Before I bring Pastor Norman King forth to bring the word of God on tonight, I do have two announcements that I would like to make. I am so excited for my youngest sister, Danetta Barney. God has blessed her to write a gospel stage play, which is titled Opposite Ends of the Bridge. Well, as you all know, for those that have been tuned in for the last couple of months, we know that this gospel play was originally supposed to take place the day before Mother's Day and on Mother's Day of this year, but it was postponed. But for some reason, God saw fit for it to be done in another location. See, I thank God for who He is, and He knows who's going to be there in the audience, and He knows who needs to hear this and see this play. So He has blessed her to get in the right position at the right time. So now it has been rescheduled. The gospel stage play, again, will be presented by my youngest sister, Danetta Barney. Gospel stage play's title is Opposite Ends of the Bridge. It will be taking place on Saturday, November the 11th, 2017, at Impact Church, which is located at 12844 Elmdale Street in Detroit, Michigan. Also, at the same church, Impact Church, they invite you on tomorrow morning to their Red Carpet Sunday service, which will be taking place tomorrow morning at 11:01 a.m. Again, that church is located at 12844 Elmdale Street in Detroit, Michigan. Pastor Keenan Knox is the pastor there. So I just wanted to pass on those two important announcements. And I do hope that for those of you that are listening, that are in the Michigan and the Detroit area, that you would take these announcements down and please pass the word. So right now, before Pastor Norman King comes forth with the word, we're going to do a music break. And we know that for such a time as this, we need God to cover us in the blood of Jesus Christ. So that's our musical selection for tonight. Cover me, Lord. So right after this musical selection, I will come back and I will yield the mic to Pastor Norman King to deliver God's word. And as I said in my opening, I do pray and hope that you have your pens and your Bible and your paper ready to follow along with the man of God. Enjoy this musical selection. Cover me, Lord.
Cover me, with thy spirit. Oh, cover me, Lord, with thy self. With thy cover me, Lord, with thy
Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord on tonight. We thank God for that song on tonight, and we do need to be covered. We need to be covered by the blood of Jesus for such a time as this that we're living in. We are living in the last and evil days. Can't you see the handwriting on the wall that Jesus Christ is soon to come again? Don't you know that you need to be ready because the time is drawing nigh? God is sending his word, and he's sending his spirit, and you will not have an excuse to say that you did not know Jesus Christ was coming back again, because he's sending his word constantly through his men and women of God that are standing on his word. So we need to know that we are covered by the blood of Jesus. I thank God for the blood of Jesus, that it still works and it will never lose its power. So right now I'm excited to bring forth Pastor Norman King, my cousin from Greensboro, North Carolina, who's going to bring forth the word. Pastor Norman King, I yield the mic to you at this time.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to go immediately into prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I'm so humbly grateful for your abiding presence. For I understand completely, according to John 15:5, that Jesus spoke these words, that without him I can do nothing. And I know that to be nothing but the truth. But I know that Paul said in Philippians 4:13, that I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. He said in 4:19, Philippians, but my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory, which is by Christ Jesus. I pray for everyone on the sound of my voice, those people who are assigned to us, I pray for them as well, and I pray that we will walk according to God's word and obey his word, and that he can say to us one day, well done, thy good and thy faithful servant. And I just want to say thank you, Lord, for Brother James, for allowing me to be able to be a vessel, an instrument, to share your gospel. I thank you. I know this is my purpose, and I want to praise you for it. And if you continue to give me strength, that I may decrease and that you may increase. And I pray that someone that's out there listening, Father God, that will be attentively, and that they will just humble themselves to let the Holy Spirit minister to them, Father God, that they may go and share this word with somebody else as well. And I just pray all these blessings tonight in the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord and my Savior. Amen, amen, and amen. And that's the lesson, the message for tonight is a change of direction. And this is coming, the three verses I'm going to open up with to share is the first one would be Exodus 2 and 15. I'm going to read this tonight from the New Living Translation. So Exodus 2:15, it says, and sure enough, Pharaoh heard what had happened and tried to kill Moses, but Moses fled from Pharaoh and went to live in the land of Midian. When Moses arrived in Midian, he sat down beside a well. Our next running of scripture would come from Exodus as well, and this coming from the third chapter. I'm going to read verses 9 through 14. Verse 9 says, look, the cry of the people of Israel has reached me. God is talking. And I have seen how harshly the Egyptians abused them. Now go, for I am sending you to Pharaoh. God was talking to Moses. For I am sending you to Pharaoh. You must lead my people, Israel out of Egypt. Israel out of Egypt. God answered, I will be with you. And this is your sign that I am the one who has sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you will worship God at this very mountain. But Moses protested, if I go to the people of Israel and tell them the God of your ancestors has sent me to you, they will ask me, what is his name? Then what shall I tell them? God replies to Moses, I am who I am. Say this to the people of Israel, I am has sent me to you. Thank the Lord for his word. And again, our sermon topic for tonight is that a change of direction. And I want to begin to give a couple of definitions of the word change. In the verb sense, the word change means make or become different, take or use another instead. And from a noun, it is defined as the act or instance of making or becoming different. Amen. Make or become different. Amen. If you look tonight in the illustration, I'm going to give about four different people in the Bible where change came. And I pray that the hearers of this message will take it applied to yourself. It's in your testimony that you have of the changes that you have made, you know, by God intervening and allowing certain things to take its course. So we look here in Exodus 2:15, where it says Moses fled. See, Moses, his life was three sets of 40s. But we know that the first 40 years, he was living what he thought was his identity. But he didn't know that all the time that his life was designed by God. Now, what does this mean to us as I open up this message tonight? The same thing applies to you and me. Our life, Jeremiah says, the steps of a good man is ordered by the Lord. So our life is being designed by God. Amen. We may have got off track countless and countless times, but God sent me by tonight to deliver this message of how a change of direction is needed right now. And we must take this message personally. If you go back in the 11th verse of Exodus 2, guess what it says? It said, many years earlier, when Moses had grown up, he went out to visit his own people, the Hebrews, and he saw how hard they were forced to work. And during the visit, he saw an Egyptian beating one of his fellow Hebrews. After looking in all directions to make sure no one was watching, Moses killed the Egyptian and hid the body in the sand. The next day, when Moses went out to visit his people again, he saw two Hebrew men fighting. And this is what he asked. He said, why are you beating up your friend? Moses said to one of them who started the fight. The man replied, who appointed you to be our prince and judge? Are you going to kill me as you killed the Egyptian yesterday? Then Moses was afraid, thinking everybody knows what he did, and that's when he fled. I stand by tonight to let you know in the name of Jesus that in Romans 3:23 says, for all have sinned and come short the glory of God. So even though we have made mistakes, we have not always crossed our T's, we've not always got our I's. God sits high, but he looks low. And this illustration he's giving us tonight is to hopefully stir us, to call us to be people of resilience, to get up, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, and move forward. The first thing you must do is repent. We can't do the work of God without repentance. So we must repent, ask the Lord to forgive us for our sins, that we may walk in the purpose that God designed, that God has ordained for us. So we see here in this passage of Scripture that after the 40 years, amen, after the 40 years, in verse chapter 3 of Exodus 3, verses 1, it says that one day Moses was tending the flock in his father-in-law, of his father-in-law, Jethro, the priest of Midian. He led the flock far into the wilderness and came to Sinai, the mountain of God. There, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a blazing fire from the middle of the bush. Moses stared in amazement through the bush. Though the bush was engulfed in flames, it did not burn up. This is amazing, Moses said to himself. NLT again, New Living Translation. Why isn't that bush burning up? I must go see it. When the Lord saw Moses coming to take a closer look, God called him from the middle of the bush. Moses, Moses. Here I am, Moses replied. Do not come any closer, the Lord warned. Take off your sandals, for you are standing on holy ground. I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. When Moses heard this, he covered his face because he was afraid to look at God. And look what happened. Then the Lord told him, I have certainly seen the oppression of my people in Egypt. I've heard their cries of distress because of their harsh slave driving. Yes, I am aware of their suffering. Now, I'm going to stop for a minute because I really sincerely want the hearers of this word to take this message personally. The same way God spoke to Moses, the Spirit of God is speaking to you. He's telling you, I know you're tired, and all you're tired, you're sick and tired, and you're sick and tired. But God is telling you right now, your life has been designed by me. And I know there are some things that you used to do that you're not doing. And it's not because you don't know what to do or how to do it. But he said, I need you to repent. I need you to just get down on your knees and repent and ask me, not just ask, let me back up, but allow your ordination that I have designed to take its course in your life. So Moses is no different from you and I. So God is telling you, I've seen even your personal oppression. I've seen your distress. He said, but the same way I had to visit Moses, I'll visit you. He said, but you can't do your assignment until you change your direction. He said, you need to effect change then, right now. You know why? I'm going to say it again. I got to say it because the Spirit of God got it on me, because it's getting late in the evening. Hallelujah. And what? The sun is going down. People are dying, what, every day. And we, the people, God, has got to have what? A clear conscience to say to the Lord each day, Lord, thank you. And if anything I've done is sin against you, ask for forgiveness. For I want you to say, well done, what? Thou good and thou faithful servant. So the same way God had to go to the backside of the mountain, come on, to get Moses. How many of y'all know we can run, but we can't hide? Come on, somebody, huh? You, Moses made flee, and he did. Hallelujah. And he stayed gone another, what, 40 years. But when God said it's time, God had to speak to him. And God is telling somebody on the side of my voice, this message might not be but one person. But if you that one person, receive it. Hallelujah. God is saying to you, I know you're sick and tired. I know you've done that which is sinful to me. He said, but repent and turn. You need to what? Make a change in your direction. You know, the computer, when you work on a computer, and any of y'all who know about computers, that sometimes it kind of gets confused. And that little hourglass or that little circle thing start going around and it's buffering. Come on, somebody, huh? And so what God is saying to you, who is, this word is for, is that you need to be rebooted. You need to what? To be rerouted. Hallelujah. You started off this way. Hallelujah. But for some reason, something happened. And God sent me by tonight on August the 26th to tell you that you need to what? Change the direction in which you're going. The same way he had to go speak to Moses. Moses' life started as the prince of Egypt. But then God had to let him know that was to prepare you to be a servant of God. Some of you out there right now, God is saying you need to effect change. You have to change the direction in which you're going in. In other words, change is going to require you to be different from your people, the people around you, even on your job. Because in order for us to be well-pleasing to God, we got to change what? The direction that we're going in. Amen. What God is doing, God is rerouting what? Your life. Yes, he is. He sent me by tonight to tell you your life needs to be rerouted. He said, you've been going through a constructional zone. Come on, huh? And you took the wrong turn. And it could be that the detour sign that was there, somebody removed it. And what God is saying, just a closer walk with Jesus. And what God is saying, hallelujah, is that get close to him. Become more intimate with him. The threefold cord, what, is not easily broken. What he's saying, I need you to get back. Hallelujah. Get back in touch with me the way you once was. He said, because there's a change or direction, what, that needs to happen. He told me to tell you to just hold on, what, just a little while longer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, you got to make a change, people, God. God said, hold on. He said, I want you to know that my promise to you is not a lie. In the same way Moses' life was ordained by God, Moses got complacent. He got comfortable. What God do? Went and let him know. Huh? I see and I hear what's going on with the people back there. God's telling you. I don't know who you are, but God knows who you are. God's telling you. He said, make a change in the direction in which you're going so you can effect change the way God has ordained it, what, for your life. Amen. And we look at Noah. You know, after the flood, one thing that I see about Moses and I see about Noah, as I'm going to start on Noah a little bit, is that what? They obeyed God. Hallelujah. In Genesis 6 and 9, this is what it says. This is the account of Noah and his family. Now, Noah was a righteous man, the only blameless person living in the earth at that time. He walked in close fellowship with God. Noah was the father of three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Now, what I want to do, I'm going to stop there, and I'm going to go down to verse 22, because I'm making a point. In verse 22, it says, so Noah did everything exactly as God had commanded. And God is telling you tonight, make that adjustment. Make that change. He said, do what I told you to do. Hallelujah. He said, I need you to do what I command you to do, that you may see your steps that's in order, your life that has been designed by me, so you can operate in your calling. We have a verse, one of my favorite verses, and it's Romans 11:29. It says, for the gift, for God's gift and his call can never be withdrawn. So if you were that person who stepped aside, for whatever reason, God sent me by to let you know that my promise to you is not a lie. It don't matter what somebody told you or what you heard, how somebody lied against you, and even if you fell down and stumbled, God let you know that Romans 11:29, according to New Living Translation, says, for God's gift and his call can what? Never be withdrawn. So what God is saying, even though because you stumbled, because you failed, he said if you repent and change your direction, you can walk in the design which I have ordained for your life. See, your destiny has not changed, but you got to change the method. Come on. See, some of our methodology is incorrect. But the destiny God has ordained for your life and my life has not changed. Hallelujah. So what God is saying, there must be a change, what, of direction. Amen. And we look at another person's life, because I know I ain't got much time, so I'm going to move on with this. Another person that we can look at would be Peter. Peter, you who know the word of God, was very outspoken. Yes, he was. And he denied Jesus, what, three times? It was said that he would, but he said, no, I won't. But see, because he denied Jesus, and I read to you Romans 11:29, where it says, for God's gift and his call can never be withdrawn, right? What that tells us is that even though Peter denied Jesus, you follow the word of God. When Jesus rose on the third day, he walked this earth for 40 days in his glorified body. He went to Peter personally to confirm and to affirm to Peter, I know you slipped. I know you denied me. He said, but that call is still on your life. You know, to feed my sheep, feed my lambs, right? And God is saying to you tonight, and you know who you are. I don't know. It's not important that I know. Well, I know one thing I do know is that I got to obey the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is telling me and saying to you, Romans 11:29, for God's gift and his call can what? Never be withdrawn. Hallelujah. So now we got Peter. After denial, Jesus went to affirm, amen. Then we get down to Saul, who was on his way. Peter had to change his direction, right? Then we got Saul on the master's road. What? Had a change in direction. That's my point, my main point tonight in this message, that we get this message topic, a change in direction. Saul was on his way, pursuing to caused havoc in the kingdom of God. What happened? There was a change in his direction. Yeah, we know the light comes from, you know, above, and he got knocked down, but the main thing I want you to grasp from this message is that there was a change in what? His direction. Why? Because God had designed his life to be the way we know it ended up being. And what? God had designed your life. God has designed my life. And God is saying to us tonight, I'm going to hop again on this verse, for God's gift and his call can never be withdrawn. Hallelujah. And God is saying to you, change your direction. He said, I know you've not been doing what you know you should have been doing. He said, don't beat yourself up. Just know that I'm here. The same way he told Moses, I am that I am. Hallelujah. He's saying to you tonight, I am. It's still the word has been spoken. And I want you to know that I have not changed my mind in regard to what? Your assignment, to my assignment. He said, but it cannot work for you until what? You change the direction in which you are going. Amen? So God is saying your life needs to be what? Rerouted. Hallelujah. What the devil meant for evil, God said, it's all good with me because your life has already been written. It's already been planned. It's already been in script. Come on, somebody. Amen? So what God is saying that my promise to you is not a lie. Hallelujah, saints. And even there's a scripture. I know I got to wind out, so let me see. Praise God. Let me bring this verse up here because it's very important. Yes. This word, it is in Romans 5:3. Like I say, I'm reading from the New Living Translation. This is what it says. It says, we can rejoice too when we run into problems and trials. For we know that they help us, what? To develop endurance. So what this word is saying tonight? It's saying, I know the situation. He said, but rejoice. He said, I want you to get to the point that you can rejoice what in your tribulation. Amen. He said, but now in order to be able to rejoice in your tribulation, what? You gotta have some patience. Hallelujah. He said, you got a resume that is being orchestrated by me. He said, but because you can look back over your life, what? And think things over and see how I helped you before. And what makes you think I can't help you again? Here we go. Romans 11:29. What? For God's gift, amen, and his call can never be withdrawn. Amen? And so don't ask yourself how I made it. You know how you made it, huh? You had to go through what you went through. Amen. For God to prepare you for where you're going. Because through the process, you learn some things. Come on, somebody, huh? And the one thing about the process, you learn how to be a better fighter. Come on, somebody, huh? In what? The name of Jesus. Because the process prepares you. Huh? I'm telling you, God is an awesome God. And he is what? Worthy to what? To be praised. Amen. I just thank God for this message tonight. Remember, what God promised you is not a lie. He said, your life need to change the direction in which it's going because it's getting late in the evening and the sun is going down. Let us pray. Father, your word, your people, in the name of Jesus, amen, amen, and amen.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord on tonight. What an awesome word for such a time as this. Yes, change your direction. That's what we need, a change of direction. I like the way you put that, you compared it to the computers. And again, for those, because I see it all the time on my computer, that little blue dot gets to spinning sometime and it act like it has a mind of its own. It just do whatever it wants it to do sometime. And that's how we are sometimes. We hear God's word and we just act like we don't hear and see what God is trying to tell us and we just going to do our own thing. But God is a God of his word, just like Pastor Norman King says, and I'm so glad that God is not like man. Man is fickle. Man can tell you one thing one minute and then turn around and change his mind the very next minute and say he forgot that he even said what he said. But God never forgets, and I thank God that he is faithful to watch over his word, to perform it. And just like he did for Moses and Noah, he's doing the same thing for his people today. I thank God for you, Pastor Norman King, for this awesome word. And like you said, and it may be just for one person on tonight, but we know that God is going to be glorified through this word because God is a man that he cannot lie, And his son is a man that he cannot, don't need to repent. So God is faithful, and he still watches over his word to perform it in the lives of his saints. Those who are being doers of his word without hidden motives and agendas, I thank God. And I thank God that I'm one of his chosen vessels. Not only me, but for Pastor Norman King, my first cousin, and all those around the world who may be listening, who are faithful listeners and doers of God's word. That's what he wants, obedience and faithfulness. That when you hear God's word and you're walking in God's purpose, in your purpose, in your God purpose, not your own purpose, but in God's purpose for your life, that you will be able to fulfill your God purpose. Yes, we may stumble, we may sin, but thank God for Jesus Christ. Thank God for the blood of Jesus, that when we do stumble, when we do sin, we have an advocate through Jesus Christ, God's Son. Thank God for his blood that was shed on the cross, that we can always go to God. We can go to God through Jesus Christ and ask to be forgiven of our sins, because he promised in his word that he will forgive us of all of our sins and our unrighteousness, and he will put them in the sea of forgetfulness. Aren't you glad that you serve a mighty, awesome God? I am so glad that he is the Most High God. See, there's a lot of gods with little g's, but the God I serve is the Most High God. He sits high and he looks low. He's not like man. Man can only see on the outside, but God searches our hearts. So he knows who's for real and who's not. So if you're trying to run from your God purpose, if God has spoken a word into your life and he's already revealed to you what your purpose is and you're trying to run away from it, don't do like what some people did in the Bible days and like some people are doing now. They're trying to run and hide. And they're trying to do like when God give people some instruction and know that, and he gives them their calling, their appointed calling that he's designed for them before they was even born into the world. And they already know within their spirits that that's God calling them, and he's telling them what that he wants them to do for him, and they're trying to run from it because they don't want to do it. They want to do their own thing. They want to please the flesh. But God is not going to let you rest. He's going to let you toss and turn. He's not going to let things go the way you think they're going to go in your life, because he's trying to get your attention. I put a calling on your life, and I want you to fulfill your God purpose so that you can be so that he can be glorified through you, so that at the end of your life, like Pastor Norman King says, and my prayer is always, Lord, at the end of my life journey, I too want to hear you say to me, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Isn't that what you want to hear, listeners? I pray and hope that it is. Did you want to hear God say unto you, well done, thy good and faithful servant? I do not want to hear God say unto me, after all I've been through here on earth, and after all that I have dealt with on earth, and all the enemies that I had to deal with, and all the different negative attitudes that I had to put up with, and all the sicknesses that I had to deal with in my body, I don't want to hear God say unto me, depart from me, you workers of iniquity, because I never knew you. So here is your opportunity. Here's your chance. Get right with God. Ask God, if you know that you're not walking in the direction that he designed for you to walk in, ask him for the help that you need, because that's what he's there for. He said, you can cast all your cares upon me because I care for you. That's what the Lord says in his word. And so we know that he's faithful. He's a faithful God, and he wants us to walk in his purpose, and he wants us to fulfill it in the earth for his glory. So man and woman of God, even though you may not be saved, and I pray that through this word on tonight that you will be able to open your mouth, confess the Lord Jesus Christ, and ask him to come into your hearts and your life, so that you will be able to have a change of direction. You may have been a sinner not saved by grace before this message tonight, but if you open up your mouth, God is still saving today. And it is his desire that no souls be lost. And that's my desire and prayer. And I know that's Pastor Norman King's prayer and desire, that no souls be lost. But don't be mistaken. Don't be confused. And don't get it twisted, because some people think that there's an in-between. And just as I was ministering to some people today at the church around the corner from me, there's no in-between. There's a heaven and a hell. There's only two. The choice is yours. Which one do you choose? The word of God said, choose you this day whom you're going to serve. And whose report do you believe on today? Are you going to believe God's report? Are you going to believe the man of God's word that he brought to us, God's word through the man of God on tonight? A change of direction. That's what sometimes we need to make a change. And so I thank God for you, Pastor Norman King, for this word on tonight. And sometimes, and not only for the listeners, but sometimes did God bring the men and women of God through his word. And don't you know that even though I am the host and executive director of this Blog Talk Radio show, these words are for me too. I'm not exempt. And so I thank God for these words because they are a blessing to me, and they make me take another look at my own life. And that's what it's all about, through the word. Are you walking in God's will? Are you walking in God's purpose? Are you fulfilling your purpose for God's kingdom on earth? That's what it's all about. And so we want you to know that sometimes we need to make a change of direction. And thank you, Pastor Norman King, for that mighty, powerful word on tonight. And I pray that someone was blessed by the word on tonight. Pastor Norman King, before I release you on tonight, I want you to have an opportunity to share with the listeners, should there be any church or ministry, whether in Detroit or in your location in North Carolina or maybe in another state, that may want you to come and minister to their people. How can someone get in touch with you through email or through your phone number? How would someone get in contact with you if they want to reach out to you for you to minister to their people?
My email is Victus, that's Victors 1940NK at gmail.com. That's the best way. It's Victus, the name of this church. Victus, so it's Victus 1940NK at gmail.com.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And there's one that you would like to give a shout out to, because we have a few minutes left before we go off the air, and I would like to give you an opportunity to give any shout outs if you would like to do at this time.
You know, I really want to give a shout out to, first of all, all of my first cousins up there in Detroit. So it's such a blessing. You know, we share, y'all share it, y'all mother and I, my daddy, who's his brothers and sisters, and we all grew up close, and we all grew up in the name of the Lord with those awesome examples. So I just want to give a shout out to all of my first cousins, first of all, your brothers and your sisters.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I would definitely let them know that you gave a great shout out to them on tonight. I would definitely let them know that you are always reminded of how we grew up together. And I thank God for that. And it's the truth for those that are listening on tonight. Yes, his mother, his father, Uncle Herman, my Uncle Herman, and my mother are sisters and brothers. And I thank God even for your mother, Sister Maggie Mae King, even though she was my aunt and she was my mother's sister-in-law, they were like two sisters. They were like two peas in a pot. And I don't want to forget Aunt May and Uncle Malachi. They were all like one. And I just thank God for how he always unified us. And every now and then we would get the chance to, we all would either caravan living in the different vans and come up and visit us for the summers. And we would come down there every now and then and visit with you all. So I thank God for family. And for those of you that are listening on tonight, realize that, and don't take it lightly or for granted about families. God put families together for a reason, not only for his glory, but he put families together so that we can be strengthened one for another. So I thank God for you, my first cousin, Pastor Norman King. You're doing a mighty great work. And so stay on the wall, no matter what it looks like, no matter what you're going through, even though sometimes the winds may toss and you may feel like giving up or throwing in the towel, because I feel like that sometimes. But I know in whom my redemption lies. It lies in Jesus Christ. And I thank God that he gives me the strength, and he's given you the strength to continue to hold on to his unchanging hands and his unfailing hands. And I thank God that, again, that he's not like man. He's not fickle. He remembers and he keeps his word, and he is a promise keeper. So I thank God for you on tonight, Pastor Norman King, my first cousin. And again, I will definitely pass the word on to my relatives, to my sisters and brothers, that you gave a great shout out to them on tonight. So on tonight, for the listeners, please pass the word. If you have tuned in for the first time on tonight, please pass the word that Pastor Norman King, the pastor of Victus Outreach Ministries of Greensboro, North Carolina, he comes forth every fourth Saturday night at 8 o'clock, bringing the word of God. And so I thank God for using my cousin to be a vessel that he's using to deliver his word. So right now, as we get ready to close out tonight's program, I'm asking all listeners, if you will please go into prayer with me. And we want to, again, keep those that are affected by Hurricane Harvey, we want to keep all of those families in prayer, and also for the families of the sailors that on the USS McCain that was lost at sea, and all those, and the other sailors, about a couple of weeks ago, they had a few sailors on a different ship that was lost at sea. But we want to keep all those that are bereaved We want to keep them lifted up in prayer that they would know that God is their comforter, he is their strength, and he's their joy, even in the hour of bereavement. And if you've never lost a loved one and you don't know how God will hold you and he will let you feel his presence, I am a witness, and I know my first cousin, Pastor Norman King, is a witness too, and I know that some of you who are listening, you are a witness that when you have lost a loved one, someone that is dear to your heart, God will comfort you, he will strengthen you, and he will give you peace, even in the loss of a loved one. I am a living witness because I can testify I did not know. And I told the Lord even before my mother passed, he told me first, and he told me at the hospital that he was about to call my mother home. And I was the first one he told. And I told the Lord while he was telling to me, I'm like, wait a minute, Lord, how am I going to make it without my mama? And he let me know right then, I'm going to be your mother. I'm going to be your father. I'll be your sister. I'll be your brother. Everything that you need, I am already that for you. So he's there for us. And I thank God for that. Again, he's not like man. So sometimes men, women, boys and girls, they can make a promise and tell us they're going to do one thing one minute, and then next thing you know, they didn't change their mind, and they're going in a different direction, and they're not going to do anything. But God is faithful. He still watches over his word. And I thank God for who he is. He watches over his word, and he keeps his promises. So we just thank God for who he is on tonight. So I'm asking all listeners, if you would please go into prayer with me at the time as we close out in prayer. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, we come once again to give your name praise. We give you glory and honor for who you are. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy, Heavenly Father. We thank you for your agape love, your compassionate love towards each one of us. None of us are worthy of it. We don't deserve it, but we thank you for it right now in the name of Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior and our soon-coming King. We thank you for who you are, Heavenly Father. We thank you that you're not like man. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you keep your word, you keep your promises. You're faithful. You're faithful, God. You're faithful to all of us, not just to me. So right now we pray and lift up all those that are tuned in tonight and those that are continually tuned in and be listeners on this broadcast. I can pray and ask that you will continue to bless them, their families, Heavenly Father. And we pray, Lord, that you will even use them to spread the word about this ministry, because that's what this is. It's a ministry. It's a worldwide ministry. It's a platform that you have blessed me with, and I'm able to share it with others as they bring the good news of Jesus Christ, that souls will be saved through your word. It's not through us, but it's through your word. And if we're just the vessels, we're just the servants and ambassadors that you're using. We're the mouthpiece that you use, because you said in your word, Jesus told us that greater works that we will do, because he knew that he was going to leave us. He was going to go on, he was going back to you, our Heavenly Father. He's going to be at the right hand of you, Heavenly Father, where he is right now, making intercession for the saints of God. So he said that greater works that we will be able to do when he leaves. And he sent the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, to lead and guide us. And thank God for the worldwide internet. And we thank God for the different mediums that we have, that because Jesus Christ was only one person. He can only be in one place at one time in the flesh. But we thank God for the worldwide internet, and through telephones and Facebook and Twitter and all these other different avenues that we can spread the word of good of Jesus Christ, that men, women, boys, and girls can be saved and continue to stand on your word and be doers of your word and not just hearers only. So we just thank you for your word, Heavenly Father. We thank you for who you are. We ask that you continue to have your way in our lives, that we can continue to be a blessing to your people as you continue to bless us, because you made us and you blessed us to be a blessing. So we just thank you for it in Jesus' name, to continue to have your way. And we pray, Lord, that you would move by your spirit on tomorrow through every door that's going to be open in Jesus' name, that your word will go forth with power. Use and anoint each vessel to preach and stand on your word, that souls will be saved is our prayer. That backsliders will come back to the fold, that the body of Christ will be built up and strengthened and edified through your word is our prayer in Jesus' name. And all the people of God said, amen. Well, know that I love you. God loves you even more. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Well, on next Thursday, my guest is none other than Prophet Ray Flores. He is coming from Arizona, Phoenix, Arizona. He will be my guest on next Thursday night. At the same time, he's going to be bringing the word of God on next Thursday night, same time. Prophet Ray Flores from Phoenix, Arizona, will be my guest. Pass the word so that you can tune in and be blessed by the word on next Thursday night. Continue to be blessed of the Lord. Know that God loves you. I love you too. Until the next time, we're going to continue to give God praise. Good night.